Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, every Tuesday we do something called relationship rehab where you can call and help out somebody that's going through something in their life. We usually get phone calls or emails. Today we got an email from Arthur, our buddy Arthur, who says this in his email. Hey, Marco and Krista, I listen to your show every single day. And I love it. I love the music, too. Do you guys think you could help me in asking a girl out? I don't mean like doing it over the radio or anything. I just mean like, could you have people give me some advice? There's this really awesome girl I know named Megan, and I want to ask her out. She's like an acquaintance. I've met her a couple of times, and I found her to be really charming and confident. I don't want anyone to think that I'm just thirsty and want to get laid. I'm actually interested in her for more. I'm 24, I work as a web designer, and have a pretty good job. I also have a good sense of humor, and I don't look like a troll, so I have that going for me. I just have so much trouble asking girls out. I get nervous, I just don't know what to say. Like, should I ask her out to do something specific, or more of a general hangout thing? I just don't know what to say. I always get tongue-tied, and I'm clueless. Can anyone give me any advice at all? Thank you in advance. That's from Arthur. So, this is the age-old question. It is hard to talk to people, you know, in general, guys and girls. But if there's a girl out there right now or a guy that you have a way to strike up a conversation, maybe you can help out Arthur here. 321-0931 is our phone number. Maybe you're a girl and you have some advice for somebody who's a little shy. Maybe the guy or girl that asked you out was a little shy, but they did something in a unique way. Here's what I would say to you, Arthur. I know you're listening right now. Just be yourself. I know that sounds trite. It sounds like everybody would just say that, but just be yourself, because in the end, you can always duplicate yourself. If you try to be something else, then at some point you're not going to be that person. And if they like you for yourself, then you're way better off than trying to do something out of your comfort zone and then feeling awkward or whatever about it. And I know that's not, you know, that's an easy, everyone says just be yourself, but I mean, it's hard to do that. But what do you think? 321-0931. If you have any advice for Arthur, we would love to hear that now. Let's get to Lori this morning. Hey, Lori.
Hey, good morning.
So Arthur has a little trouble, you know, talking to the girls. He gets nervous, like I'm sure a lot of guys and girls probably do. Any advice for him if he were talking to you?
Well, first of all, I agree with you about the just be yourself thing. Way to go. Good advice there. But also, Arthur, it depends on this girl. What would she like for you to do? You know, if she's as awesome as you say she is, that will tell you everything that you need to know.
Yeah.
So make it about her and not about you, and that'll take some of the pressure off, I think.
So find out in your conversations with her what she likes, and then say, hey, we should go try that tonight. Or someday.
It's a lot.
I mean, there's a lot of, I think the thing of it is people get caught up in the what if she says or he says no, and then, you know, then where are you at there? But
She does.
Yeah. And you just go on.
And then you're still an awesome person.
Well, see, look at that. Good advice. Well, thank you, Lori. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 321-0931 in relationship rehab. Yeah, just pays to, you know, like I said, if she likes you, she will make it happen, and it'll be easy. And then that's how you know. Let's get to Elizabeth this morning. Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning. I listen to you guys every morning.
Awesome.
Driving down the road, going to work.
Oh, nice. Where are you right now?
I am on Johnson Street.
Ah, all right, good. Well, so what do you think? Arthur's one of those guys that, you know, probably has a little trouble talking to girls.
Well, girls get sick of pickup lines, so I think, first of all, prepare yourself for both answers. Prepare yourself for no and prepare yourself for yes, and have some ideas about where to go.
Yeah.
So that you're prepared for either outcome. And then also just be honest. Girls get sick of pickup lines, so just say, hey, I thought you were attractive. I don't know how you feel about me. Can we go out and see what we think?
Yeah. Boy, man, you make it sound easy.
It's honest. It's simple words.
Yeah, honest. That's good. It's also good advice to be prepared for a yes, because you don't want to be like, what? Oh, you do want to go out? Pah! I thought you were going to say no. Now I don't know what to say. So that's good.
Yeah, have something cool planned.
That's good. What was the coolest thing that a guy's ever, on your first date or your first time meeting someone?
The $100 hamburger out at O'Malley's at the Jet Room. It includes an air tour over the city of Madison in a little airplane.
Well, oh my gosh, that does sound awesome. Look at that. That's good. So here's some good guesses here for him. That's good. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yep. Bye bye.
Yeah, that's just some good advice. I mean, not guesses. Let's get to Trevor this morning. Hey, Trevor.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Arthur's got, he's a little shy with the girls. He's not really sure what to say or how to do it. What would you say?
Yeah, you always got to do what the girl says.
Right.
I met my fiance, which I'm getting married in 24 days.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And the first time we ever met, I'm like, hey, let's go to this bar. And she's like, no, we're going to this bar. And eventually I went to her bar, and now we're getting married. So you always got to do what the girl says. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, boy, you got it all figured out, Trevor. You'll be fine in the marriage department.
No, I know. And then as long as I don't get another concussion when we're snowboarding on an adult ditch day.
Ah, yes, I do remember that. Yes, you do have a fine woman who took care of you during your time.
And those
need.
Bloody Marys were delicious.
Yes, they were. All right, man, thanks for calling us.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, you take care. Let's get to Evan this morning. Hey, Evan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for calling and being on Relationship Rehab. So Arthur is having trouble with asking somebody out that he really likes. Do you have any advice for him, or did anything work for you?
Well, my first thought is, since he's a web designer, I mean, I think he should create a website for this girl. Here's the thing. It can't be creepy. It has to be like it can't be like a shrine to her. It has to just be like a really simple website. Maybe if he writes like a poem or something, like he shouldn't have any pictures or anything. Like, it can't be creepy.
Right.
But I think he can like create like a really simple website that has like a really sweet note, and then he can like buy some domain name for cheap. That's like, you know, these are my feelings for Megan.com, but I'm not a creep. Like, it'd be like, you know, it's got to be a really long URL now because everything's taken. But something nice, and then he can just like text her or email her and be like, hey, I thought you might want to check this out, and it can just be like, I don't know. I think it could be really sweet.
All right. I like that. So do something that you're actually good at and you like, and then and share a little part of your life while also being creative. I like that. But you're right. Don't be creepy. Like, don't be like, here's a picture of you sleeping. Yeah, because terrible. awesome. That's a good idea. See that we're getting some creative ideas here. So be creative, and maybe she'll fall into your arms.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, good. Good advice there. Be creative, but don't be creepy. That's the killer.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. Does life ever get you down?
Mm.
Well, just remember, it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not Marjorie Ann Dayrider. She's a 33-year-old woman from Great Falls, Montana, Aaron.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. And she called 911 on Friday. You might be asking yourself, well, why would she call 911? The reason was super easy and simple. She just got done doing some very bad meth.
Ah, yes.
She wanted to complain because it was so bad. So she said it left a, quote, bad taste in her mouth, and she wanted some help.
Customer service is terrible these days.
Exactly, especially when you call 911. So a cop went over to her place, and Marjorie told him that she does meth, quote, 3 times a day, every day, and has never had this reaction before. And, oh, she still had some of the meth in her bra if he wanted to test it to make sure. He said, yeah, please. She handed it over, and now the cops have arrested her for felony narcotics possession and also being in control of a dangerous drug substance. Not smart.
No, not at all.
But if you're doing meth 3 times a day, how smart can you be, really? Yeah, not good. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not. A 25-year-old guy named Tony Futch.
Futch.
Now, Tony Futch was was out drinking last Thursday night in Orlando, Florida. And like a moron, he decided to drive home drunk around 4 a.m. Now, it's not clear if he hit anything on his way home, but when he got to his apartment complex, he either didn't realize the gate was closed, or more likely, Aaron, he didn't care it was closed. Because he powered right through it with his SUV, just like, you know, they do on TV in those movies. You bust the gate, do a 98. Anyway, after that, he drove around looking for a parking spot. He clipped several parked cars in the parking lot because, oh, by the way, part of the gate was still attached to the front of his vehicle. He sideswiped some more cars and finally found a spot before he hit two more cars.
Oh, just might as well hit more.
In case you're trying to guess how many cars, it was 17 of his neighbor's cars before he finally found a spot. The police showed up, obviously, to arrest him for drunk driving. He tried to fight them, so they had to pepper spray him and then tacked on an additional charge for resisting arrest. No word on how many of his neighbors are planning to sue, but I'm pretty sure there's at least 17.
Yeah, he's going to have to move out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, boy, they talk about a terrible neighbor. Hit 17 different cars. That sounds like how Krista drives, actually. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 45-year-old guy named Ronald Kelly. He went to a thrift store in Long Island, New York on Saturday night with a shotgun. You never want to go to a thrift store with a shotgun.
No.
And why he's robbing a thrift store, I don't know. But anyway, he demanded all the cash in the register. I mean, things at the thrift store are like a dollar.
Yeah.
The female cashier acted like she was going to give him the money, but then she started to try to fight Ronald. Now, Ronald not only had a shotgun, but he had about 80 pounds on the 32-year-old employee. And even with all that, the employee managed to grab the shotgun and start beating Ronald over the head with it.
Woo-hoo!
She set off the alarm and repeatedly punched Ronald in the face until the police came. They arrested Ronald for first-degree armed robbery. Actually, it took both of them to the hospital. And because Ronald was beaten up so badly, the employee had about 6 broken bones in her hand from punching him.
Good on her.
Boy, sounds like that's the wrong person to do, and especially it would, you know, in jail, he's going to have to tell the story of the clerk beating him up. When they find out it's a girl, he's really going to get it in jail. That's not good. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 23-year-old guy in Connecticut named Marcus Cologne. Now, Marcus was sentenced to 9 months in jail for larceny last year after he stole a car. When cops tracked him down, they also found stuff in the car that he stole from a string of burglaries that he also did. This time, he wasn't getting out in a month because the guard who was escorting him out of the prison told him, "Don't come back." And Marcus responded by spinning around and punching him in the face.
Okay, I need to... Why would he be offended by that?
Yeah, don't tell me not to come back to prison.
I'll come back to prison if I want to.
Yeah. Well, he did because several other guards ran out and pepper sprayed him, dragged him back into his jail cell. He didn't even make it outside before he got arrested again. Now, it's unclear how much more time he'll get. He's facing charges for assault of a public safety officer, breach of peace and interfering with an officer, and disorderly conduct. But you're right, yeah. Well, hey, don't come back to jail. Don't you tell me what to do. I'll come back to jail if I want to.
He just wasn't ready for the outside world.
He wasn't. And he proved the guy right. He went right back in.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
If you need something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.